In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, whether you come to St. Isidore's on Sunday from Byers or Bennett, from Aurora or Denver, whatever part of the metropolitan area you come from, you come to a rural area that is surrounded by farmland. You come to a church, St. Isidore's, that was built by a farmer and is dedicated to a saint who was a farmer. And often when you come, because you come to the traditional Latin Mass, you hear a reading that is related to farming. There's at least 8 Sundays of the year where our Lord is either taking an example or making the basis of his teaching some image concerned with farming. You know that our Lord compared himself to a shepherd and us to sheep. He compares in the gospel today the church to a field and us to plants. He talked about seeds being planted in the ground and bearing fruit, which again is us, or seeds landing on the wrong ground and being choked or dying, and not growing fruit. Next week, he's going to talk about mustard seeds. Later on in the year, he's going to talk about vines and vineyards. Our Lord sometimes compared people to trees, and he said that these trees, they have to produce fruits, and if they don't produce fruits, they're not worthy of being these trees. You know that once he came upon a fig tree, and he saw that it didn't have fruit, and he cursed it, and the fig tree withered. On another occasion, he was teaching about the end of the world, and he used an example of a fig tree. He says, you are able to judge what season it is by looking at a fig tree and seeing whether it's in bloom or not. So too, look at the signs and know whether the end of the world is coming. I don't think we should be surprised that our Lord loved to use images from the natural world. He is the creator of heaven and the creator of earth. And he decided to take flesh. He decided to come from heaven down onto earth, take our own human nature. And it makes sense that in order to teach us about heaven, he would use the things of the earth. He's the creator of both. And so he comes on this earth where we live, a place that he's created, and he says, I'm going to teach you about another place that I've created, heaven, which I've made you for, by using examples from what you know, from my creation of this earth. One of the main things that our Lord wants to teach us when he uses all these images about farming and us being plants and seeds and so on is how important it is for us to grow over the course of our life. We have to grow in holiness. Just as plants grow in the field, we have to grow in holiness. It is a very blessed thing to have this desire, to have an intense desire to grow in holiness throughout the course of our life. And it's just not acceptable for our Lord to give us this life on this earth, to make us for heaven, and then we pass our whole life and we're not growing. We're not becoming holier over time. We're missing the whole point of our life if that's not happening. And it makes sense for our Lord to demand this of us. Think about the attitude of parents towards their children. And the parents invest so much in their children over the course of 18, 20 years, sometimes even longer, trying to teach their children responsibility, trying to give them good habits, working with them to prepare them for their adult life. And what they want to see when their children leave home is that their children are successful, that they are able to be competent adults in this world. They want their children to be capable of like going to college or perhaps developing a technical school, a technical trade by going to a technical school, getting some sort of certification, taking a job, pursuing some sort of vocation, the married life or the religious life or what have you. And if their children don't do that, if their children are 30, 40 years old, and they're not. If their son is 40 years old and he's living in his parents' basement playing video games all day long, the parents are really disappointed. They're like, "What's going on? What's going on?" Or the so-called the famous, you know, childless cat lady who never seems to find her way in this life. The parents are obviously disappointed because their child has not been able to achieve the perfection that the adult is meant to be able to achieve. And so it is with our Heavenly Father. We are His children. He created us. He created us for something very, very great, for us to share His bliss for all eternity. And for that to happen, we have to grow. We have to grow in holiness over the course of our life. We have this time that's given to us, the time of our life. And we must become more spiritual. We are like a plant. And, you know, you look out in a cornfield and you see some plants that are thriving in the field. And then there's that runt of a plant that's just kind of stunted. And it's got this little corn cob and it's kind of drooping down. Something went wrong. For some reason, it's not flourishing. The other plants are perhaps flourishing in the field. We see some plants that are flourishing, but this one is not. So in today's parable, our Lord indicates that He's going to let some people planted in the field become weeds. Perhaps, He's going to let them become weeds by them adopting heresy, by them causing scandal, by them leading people astray. Then He's also going to let some of the plants not thrive, for them to be choked by thorns, for them to perhaps die as a plant, which we say is, you know, effectively falling into mortal sin, where they need to be revived. Of course, our Lord doesn't want this to happen. He gives us grace. He waters. He's always watering our plant in order to give us graces. This is why one of the reasons why He demands, with the church demands, you come to Mass on a Sunday so that you can be rejuvenated. You can receive the nourishment that your soul needs for you to maintain your life, your supernatural life that is absolutely necessary. But just like how parents, they can't force their children to thrive when they become adults, so too our Lord is not going to force us. He leaves the responsibility partly up to us. He's going to help us, but He's not going to force us. And He allows us to succeed. He allows us to fail. Of course, it pains Him when we do not grow in His love over the course of our life, when we do not grow in holiness, when we sort of plateau or we even decline and die in that field. And you have the dead plant, like a farmer looking over his field and is like being sad. It's like the plants don't look very good. I want them to thrive. So we think it would be good for us to just examine ourselves a little bit, look at some signs. So we can ask ourselves, am I thriving in the field? Am I growing? How can I see if I'm a plant that is healthy in the church, in the mystical body of Christ? Or am I a plant that is wilting or dying or stunted or even a weed? For me, I think the first thing we have to look at is the degree of our love of material things. To what degree do material things still hold me? One of the things that characterizes a mature soul is that the soul realizes at some point that all of the things of this earth are passing by, and that the pleasures of the flesh, the pleasures of glory and fame, the pleasures of the world, that they cannot provide true happiness, that they are passing, whereas the spiritual goods last forever. And so the spiritual goods are really the only things that are worth investing in. They alone have eternal value. And when the soul realizes that, it assists the soul to become detached. How detached am I from material things? How great of a hold do they have on me? Again, I mean, you know, a young man may play some video games when he's growing up, but when he becomes an adult, you expect that he's not going to be playing video games anymore. He's got a lot more important things to do. He's got huge responsibilities in his life. And if he's still playing them, he's like, well, he hasn't really grown up in some respects. So we must not allow ourselves to get choked by the weeds of the world, the flesh, and the devil as we develop in this life. We must not let them hold us anymore. But rather, a condition for our growth is that we keep growing regardless of what's going on around us. We are not held by material things. That is a condition for us becoming more spiritual over time. A second sign we can look at as to whether we are a healthy plant in the field of our Lord is how we deal with the cross. Our acceptance of the cross, our bearing of the cross. It really takes someone mature in the spiritual life to be able to handle the cross well. Every single one of us in this church today, we've either been born into or we've converted to a faith which has as its king, as its leader, one who died on the cross, one who was crucified. And he is the one we follow. He is one we want to imitate. And he tells us, he says, you know, if you do not take up your cross, you're not worthy of me. You can't follow me. You're not following the program if you're not taking up your cross. We find this so difficult. We can be very aware of this. We can have this beautiful cross right here, this huge cross to motivate us, to emulate, to look at. And yet, when the cross comes to us, it's so against our inclination to accept suffering, to embrace the suffering. It's so against our inclination to have the spirit of faith where we say, this cross is from our Lord. This cross is meant to help me grow, to help me thrive, to help me flourish in the field of the church. I must bear it. I must accept it. I must try to embrace it. Or we could use another image. Again, one that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. One that he gives to his apostles at the Last Supper. His last address to them, where he compares himself to a plant, where he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he will take away. And every one that bears fruit, he will purge, that it may bring forth more fruit. Our Heavenly Father is a gardener, and we are the plants. And if you want healthy plants, you have to prune them. You have to come and cut them periodically, or else they'll grow wild. They need to be pruned. And this is what our Lord does sometimes. He allows us to have crosses. He takes things away from us. He takes away our job. He takes away maybe a family member. He takes away some possession we have. Perhaps we wreck our car or whatever. Some material possession, something that we're attached to. And this is good for us. This is a grace for us. It's an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity for us to imitate our Lord, to be like him, to thrive. Those who bear the crosses that are given to them, they are so much stronger. Those who suffer well are more like our Lord Jesus Christ than anybody else. They are truly the plants that are thriving the most in the garden of the church. The third and the last sign that I just want to propose for us to reflect upon today is our prayer life and to what degree it develops or does not develop over the course of our life. When we are children, there's a great simplicity to our prayer, but often there is not a lot of depth to our prayer. And as I say, when we become more mature in the spiritual life, we find that we develop the ability to pray well. We finally start to taste the sweetness of prayer. And in our prayer, there is more fervor, there is more focus, there is more humility, there is more confidence over time. We must see that happening. We must be able to track that. Of course, we're meant to pray more as well. Children are not capable of praying a lot. They're too young. They need to play more. But when we become adults, we are much more capable of spending time in prayer, and we must make sure to spend that time. Think about the sodalities that we have here at St. Isidore's, like the Eucharist Crusade, when you become a handmaid, the highest level, and this is like 7th and 8th graders in the Eucharist Crusade, when they become handmaids and knights, they're required to pray the rosary every day and to do a 15-minute meditation each day. Same with the sodality. There are high school girls. They're meant to fulfill these obligations if they're a member. And the whole thing that's going on here is they are being trained to develop habits of prayer so that when they become adults, they can continue to grow in their spiritual life. And the reason I point this out is because even at this young age, these children are capable of being faithful to daily prayer, of at least half an hour of prayer every single day. And if we're an adult, if we're, 30, 40, 50 years old, and we're only mustering our morning and night prayers, we're not even faithful to a daily rosary, then we are not a flourishing plant in the field of the church. We are not praying enough. We are not growing in holiness as time goes on. We are meant to pray more and pray better over time. We do not want to be adults with a child's level of prayer, but we want to have an adult level of prayer. My dear faithful, we priests are called to be other Christ. And, the faithful are like our children. And just like our Lord himself, he so desires for you to flourish. He puts so much effort, his own death, the graces that he gives to you, his own body that you receive at the communion rail, so that you may thrive, so that you may become holier in the course of your life. So too the priest, when he looks out over his faithful, what he wants is for them to become holy. Our Lord says to the apostles that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. The priest's dream is to have this harvest, to harvest these souls for him, for our Lord. And the main aspect of that harvest is that souls grow in holiness. Is that the priest is somehow able to inspire souls to pursue their own spiritual good, to grow closer to God over time. This is what we so much want for you, my dear faithful. When you come to St. Isidore the Farmer, when you are present at this act of cult, when your souls are cultivated, you develop a spiritual culture, grow in holiness. So please do all that you can to achieve this growth, so that you can become that flourishing plant in the life of the church and one day, of course, flourish forever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.